With Delia, Michael Wynn Jones, and Stephen Fry joining forces to sing Do They Know It's Christmas Time? What was Alex Neil's verdict?
I thought we were great performers all the way across the board.
And the players' verdict?
And it meant a lot to them, so I'm delighted for them.
And finally, Alex Neil wins the annual Christmas Twister tournament with an outrageous shape. And here's what he had to say.
I've been in that position quite a few times now, so I'm starting to get used to it.
More yellow and green than a diseased piece of mistletoe. This is the Little Yellow Bird Podcast. And welcome to the 16th ever episode.
16.
Oh my god, sweet 16.
Probably the last of the year.
Last of, probably not. We've got one more. We can do one more.
Do we have to do one more?
We have to do one more. We have to do end of the season spectacular. Oh, no, I said end of the year spectacular. Mm-hmm. That'll be good. So, with us today, we've got very special people. Not only you, Dan, because you're very special, we've also got Mr. Michael Bailey with us, who's literally 1 foot away from me with a microphone, and he's got a little. I want to call the word muff, but it's not the word to use.
No, it's quite a lengthy muff as well.
Yeah, it is.
Sponge.
Sponge on his microphone to make him sound more professional than he actually is.
Do you want to tell us who you are? In case there's very few people out there who won't know who you are.
Everyone knows who Michael is.
Just in case.
I'm Michael. I'm 34 years old and I'm from Norwich.
Oh, I'm the youngest here.
Oh, lucky boy.
Yeah. Same age as Alex Neil.
Yes. So I'm not bitter about it.
No, he does look older, I will say.
Michael does.
No.
He's right
Alex
here,
Neil.
John. Alex, Alex Neil. Yeah, it's the lack of hair, isn't it?
I think. Well, I've got no hair either.
I love the way that every 3 or 4 weeks, Alex Neil just sort of scalps his head and his goes really short and he has no hair.
Incredibly shiny, isn't it?
I like it. Yeah. So what we're going to talk about today. Was there any games this weekend? I can't remember if there any games this weekend. I can't think.
Watford beat Liverpool.
Yeah, that was a good game. The greatest away performance was probably Leicester beating Everton, I think, yeah.
Who was it who said that?
Mark Pugatch said that, yeah. Most remarkable away weekend.
Mark Shitgatch, more
and
like.
And on the weekend that Martin Keown said Crystal Palace can win the title, we beat Manchester United 2-1.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
First time since?
1989, wasn't it?
1989.
Well,
we were young. Really young.
How old was I? I was 7 or 8.
I was in short trousers. Just because I couldn't afford long ones.
You've still got short trousers on now.
Oh, that's a little gag about my tiny legs, isn't it?
Yes. So, I actually looked as well. I actually went down and looked at your legs.
What else have we got this week?
We've got a token female, hopefully, if she's going to be able to answer the bloody phone. Mm-hmm. And also, we've got a special quiz.
We do have a special quiz.
And we're going to grill the Michael Bailey. But it's not going to be a George Foreman grain because you haven't got one.
No, I haven't. No.
So here we go,
cheap
then.
One from TK.
I'm going to press this button and it'll start playing a jingle called Home and Away.
City Games, a Carrer Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away, we'll have a say.
Dun, 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 dun. So, let's talk about the away game first, which happens to be
Manchester United.
Should we whisper Manchester United every time we say Manchester United? Because we fucking beat them. We got a ball, we put it in the goal twice, and it was good. Wasn't it, Dan?
Now, I wasn't there, and you weren't there.
Nope.
Do you know who was there?
Oh, my God.
Michael Bailey was there.
Was it good,
he was
Michael?
Doing the tweetings and the writings and the videoings.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were, yeah. How was it? From a fan's perspective, which I'm sure you allowed yourself at some point to... What was press box near the Norwich fans or not?
Yeah, it is. It's just a bit like John and me, slightly to the left, but quite close. Maybe a little too close.
You're not talking politically here, are you?
No.
Okay.
How
slightly, slightly to the
politics
left.
And sport don't mix. No, so close enough to see them having lots of fun, and the fans were brilliant. And it was such a memorable day, wasn't it? It's going to live long in the memories of everyone who was there.
And how did you cope? In the last 25 minutes, we had to hold on to the lead when we went to a back five and they went two up front. How did you're used to this, I assume.
Yeah, it's weird.
What?
Sweaty armpits? Because I had sweaty armpits and my fingers were jingling.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's probably one of those classic situations where because I'm working, you're too busy reacting to what's happening on there. You're,
work
it's
tweeting.
Almost happening around. Work tweeting. It is work. Don't start calling it a jolly. I've already almost hit someone this season for calling work a jolly.
Okay, but you've forgiven.
Not
Paddy,
literally.
Though.
I know. Well,
we've tried live tweeting. It's bloody
it's
hard.
Really hard. I have a headache afterwards.
Yeah, I felt ill. I'm not
we have
lie.
To look at the game and what you're tweeting, and then obviously people are replying to you as well, and
we ignore them.
Sometimes abusing you. So you know, yeah, it's nuts.
If you ever get something wrong, like a wrong player.
Oh, yeah, where's it?
Yeah, like oh, that was da da da, and it wasn't da da da. Because he plays up front for Leicester, da da da.
Yeah.
Do you get a bit panicky?
No, because it happens so often. I just go, oh, yeah, sorry, got that wrong.
Yeah.
And because I'm not looking at the game, half the time I'm saying, who was that? Who was that? Anyone see who that was? What was that? And you don't always get replays.
Now, you'll probably remember this, but Brighton, about 4 years ago, when they were playing at the Withdean, I walked past you and waved.
Wow. What? How and why do you still remember that? That's amazing.
It was all three of you.
That would be over 4 years ago as well, sure.
Yeah, it was probably 5 or 6 years ago. But there was you, Chris Lakey, and Paddy. And I went, hi, guys. And you went, and just give me a little wave.
Oh,
it's nice.
I waved back.
You did wave back.
Good.
But why, you wouldn't have known John then, would you?
Nope.
Back in those days? You were waving.
So
you didn't know you?
Yeah.
Well, if someone says your name.
Exactly. So I went.
Especially if they're nice to you.
And what my question is, what is your kind of routine to the match day?
So
when you turn up, do you have a little look around the club shop, maybe?
Oh, my God.
Get a program?
Well, I have to say, but Saturday was brilliant in terms of the game and how it went, but it was a nightmare in terms of a work day because we got stuck on the M6, we were late. The Manchester United Wi-Fi was terrible, shocking.
Is it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Well, it was for my computer anyway. I think some people had connection, but... So it's a nightmare. So no, we rocked up. Sort of the teams were already out by the time we got there and got off the M6 and done a detour of South Manchester, and then just sort of plug in and away you go.
So you don't have a chance to look around the ground or
no? I think we tend to sort of walk around the outside of the ground. It depends how early we are because sometimes I need to go out and film, and then I get a chance to do that if we're early enough, or I have to film as we walk up. And it's a brilliant place. Old Trafford, because there's so much history around it and they do a really good job of advertising.
They love a statue, don't they?
They love a statue. They do love a statue. So I did get to see some of the ground as I walked around it. And then you just sort of walk in and it's an amazing place. Mm. It really is.
I've not been to Old Trafford.
It's a hell of a ground. You might get a little chance for some food.
Oh.
You don't like talking about food, though.
I just don't think it's very fair, is it? Because how much has everyone spent to go and watch that game? And I mean, you know, we're very lucky that we are working and we do leave about 7 o'clock. And, you know, normally we'd be there from 1.
Do you have
a tough job?
A driving playlist to away games?
No, we just listen to TalkSport, actually. We had a...
Not even Five Live.
We had a purple patch where I got given...
Michael Bailey hates the BBC, shock horror.
We sometimes listen to the BBC, sometimes. We had a purple patch where for the Secret Santa last Christmas, I got given 2 audiobooks, Brian Moore and then a random...
Brian Moore's got to be incredibly depressive, isn't it? Because
it was a bit, yeah.
But bad things happened to him as a child.
Me and Pad were so... they were. Yeah. That's the first chapter as well. Right. Me and Paddy were sitting there going, whoa, this is graphic.
nice trip down to Brighton listening to this.
Yeah. And then the other one was like Des Lynam and someone else... doing sort of weird anecdotes.
Okay.
Very bizarre. So very good. You'd like it.
What's the minimum like money involved in for a Secret Santa?
I think that one was a fiver. So it was 250.
You did well for that, didn't you?
I did do really. I was really happy. Yeah. And, you know, that was the best trip me and Pat have ever had, probably.
My Secret Santa this year was a little book saying A Guide to a Midlife Crisis.
Oh.
Which is
someone
good.
Knows you very well.
I know. I was like, I started crying when I got it, obviously.
Have you read it?
Not yet. It's going to be good. Oh, yeah.
But the football, though, were United shit or were Norwich good? Or was it a bit of both?
Yes.
Okay. Michael, yes or no?
Well, Norwich are only going to beat someone like Manchester United if they're not quite that good on the day, basically. I tell you what, though, you saw the 11 when it came out, the United 11.
Yeah, that was scary.
And I think I predicted a 3-1 defeat. I was like, yeah, they'll lose this. And then Brighton, obviously, you know, 7 days ago, United rock up with a back four that will probably never be seen ever again. Mm. And So fair play to Norwich for, you know, beating a really strong United side who were a little bit off it. Can I forgot I can swear, can't I?
Can phone off. Right, that's it. Read out. If it makes a noise, you have to read out.
I can't take my phone off because I've got research on there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've researched? I researched the last time Norwich beat Manchester United at Old Trafford, which is 1989.
Yep, go on then, hit us with it. Better be good, this.
What was number one in the chart?
In 89?
In 89. August the 30th, 1989.
August the 30th, that's my birthday.
Is it? That's when we last beat United at Old Trafford.
Don't remember it.
When Dale Gordon and Robert Fleck scored.
Mm-hmm. Duran Duran.
It was
Wham.
Novelty song. Novelty song involving a dancing rabbit, perhaps.
Oh, fuck
off. Dancing rabbit. Or a boogie.
Oh, Jive Bunny.
Yes, there you go. That was number one. Gloria Estefan was number one in the album charts.
Yes, and this is bullshit. This is boring.
Keep Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
That was my next guess.
What a film.
When Harry Met Sally and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids are all on at the cinema.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah.
What a year.
What a year.
It was a year.
So three good excuses not to have gone to watch Norwich beat Man United at Old Trafford there.
What?
Well, three good films to go and see.
Yeah, I like.
And the Times headline of the match, woe upon woe for United. It's the fourth time we'd beat them in a row.
Was it? Was,
and then we beat them again later that season.
We were equals back then, though, weren't we?
Do you know who was making their debut for Manchester United? A defender?
Brian McClare.
No, he was in the side, though.
Gary Pallister.
Wait, yes. 10 points for Michael.
10 points?
Yeah,
you carry that into
you
the
win
quiz.
Christmas.
Points?
I've won Christmas.
Steve Bruce and Mike Phelan were in the side as well, two Norwich ex-players.
You said you had some good stuff on your phone.
Can I read out the Times report?
What, the whole
bit
thing?
Of it, a tiny bit of it. But when Norwich did strike on the brink of half-time, there was incisiveness which United did not match. Townsend's long ball reached Fleck, and as Pallister moved across to cover, he was left exposed as Fleck headed the ball back for Gordon to run through and slide the ball past Leighton.
Sounds like Michael Brian Moore's first chapter a little bit, doesn't it?
so then I did research. I like to bring a little bit of research to the little bird cost.
Well done. What?
Little Yellow Bird podcaster.
All right, sorry.
Missed out the yellow. Yeah.
There you go. It's an important colour.
Yeah. So that was 26 years ago.
It was wonderful, wasn't it? And I don't want to ever forget it, but I have forgotten it because we need to move on to Boxing Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Boxing Day. What are you do for Christmas?
Do we do that? Or should we do that later?
I'll do that later on. That's what we're going to do for Christmas this year.
I'm just going around my mum and dad.
Can I come?
Yes. Do you like duck?
No.
No.
No, Michael, what are you going to do for Christmas?
Well, I was actually planning on staying here for the next 4 days. I was hoping you were going to cook some food.
Yeah. Snuggle time, that's what I like to call it.
Uh-huh.
Crackers.
Cooking sausage rolls? Or pigs in blanket?
Sausage rolls?
Or pigs in blanket?
Pigs in blankets, yeah.
I essentially like any pork item within things at Christmas. So pigs in blanket.
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls, pork pies.
Corn dog? Would you include a corn dog in that?
It's
a bit American, isn't it?
Isn't it?
My wife is trying to tell me that stuffing is purely a Christmas delicacy. That's wrong, isn't it? I mean, I think that's child abuse.
That's grounds for divorce as well, isn't it?
Can't do that. She's 8 months pregnant. Yeah, that would be bad.
Well, times are hard. Like, we've got
right. No, that's insane. Turkey only at Christmas, naturally.
Yeah.
But no, stuffing all every roast, every curry, fry up.
Can you stop talking about food? Because we need to talk about it to our token female.
Okay.
Now it's time for Token Female.
Hello, Zoe.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much. Dan's here with me, as always. He can't leave me a bloody alone. But the most important thing is that you are on Christmas holidays.
Yay.
You sound so happy. Whereabouts are you in the world right now, Zoe?
I am in Cornwall at the moment.
What are you doing there, Zoe?
I am
What are you doing?
Like your most exotic contributor, I think.
Can you hear Dan at all?
Hello. I am here for a week.
Here for a week? This is quite...
What's going on?
There is a delay. Let me just talk about the word I couldn't think of earlier on. There's the Eurovision delay. There's a really good delay on the line to this time. So I can ask a question, then wait a bit, then ask another one. And when she gives an answer back, it'll be hilarious because she'll be answering the first question, but to the second answer question.
It's like the BBC News in a war zone, isn't it?
Exactly. Are you in really some sort of war zone at the moment?
If you can call Cornwall a war zone, then yes.
Some people do. So, did you see the Man United game?
I didn't see it. I was sat watching Jeff Stelling and getting very excited on my sofa at the time.
What the hell about? You're near there. You live near there, don't you?
I know. I couldn't get a ticket by the time I'd actually got my acting gear and tried to get one.
That's the most northern thing.
That's the most northern thing you've ever said. I couldn't get a ticket.
That's the most northern thing a Norwich City fan has ever said. That's going in the highlights reel.
Yeah.
Why didn't you watch it on an illegal stream?
I was too nervous. I was kind of...
Were you nervous about the game or nervous about being illegal?
Oh, I get worried that someone's going to come and knock on my door any moment. But
well, we know your address, Zoe, so it may well happen.
It might be you.
Basically, we're outside. We didn't know you were going to Cornwall. We're going to surprise you for Christmas. I mean, Dan's got a novelty hat on at the moment.
That's a headphone.
Oh, sorry.
It's the headphones that you gave
That's
me.
That's just your hair as well.
What are you doing in Cornwall, Zoe?
Stop asking what she's doing in Cornwall. Well, I want to know what you're doing in Cornwall. She's on Christmas holiday, for fact.
There must be a reason to be in Cornwall when it's really cold.
It's not cold. That's the point.
And windy.
I am with my fiancé's family.
Ah. Any of them Norwich fans?
What?
Are they not Norwich fans, are they?
What?
What?
No, they're not. Sorry.
This is rubbish.
It isn't it?
Oh, your fiancé is an Arsenal fan. So how did it go after we drew with Arsenal 1-1 a couple of weeks ago? Who was the happier?
Well, me, naturally. He actually was sat in Carrow Road in a Norwich fan seat in a very dodgy way.
Dodgy way? Was it what, his flies doing handstands? Or did he have his willy out? Or, with a bit of popcorn
on
them?
Well, he usually does.
Did he celebrate when Arsenal scored?
No, apparently just went, oh, Ruddy, like that. And
he's good.
Pretended
he's well
really
trained.
Well. Yeah. I told him all the things to say, like moaning about Ruddy, passing 4-4-2. It forward, just generally getting annoyed within the first couple of minutes.
Wondering why we're not playing two strikers, that kind of thing.
Yep. Moaning about Wes.
Did he celebrate when we scored? Pretend to celebrate.
He stood up and clapped, apparently. Ooh. Very politely.
He sounds a horrible man.
Very fake, I think. Isn't very it? Fake. Yeah.
If he can lie like that, he can lie to about anything. That's all I'm going to say, Zoe.
Imagine what he's not telling me.
I know. Yeah. I bet his name's not even Dave, is it?
It's certainly not.
Oh, God. we don't know his name. That's the joke. So, what do you think is going to happen on Boxing Day, apart from you feeling a little bit disappointed?
What, with my fiancé or just in general?
Just in general.
I don't know. It would be nice if we could play well. String two performances together in a row would be nice.
We haven't won twice in a row in 57,000 games.
It would be fairly gobsmacking if we won twice in a row, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Whose gob would you smack?
Yours?
Is the correct answer.
That's a big gulp of water.
I'm
John
drinking, so I pointed at Dan just to say something. So what does Dan say? Oh, you're drinking.
Later in the programme, we're going to ask Michael Bailey what his highlights of 2015 were. What's your highlights of 2015, Zoe? Morgan. Are you changing your name, by the way?
I am changing my name.
To... Ruddy. Houlihan.
Holt.
Holt. Houlihan Holt.
Houlihan Holt would be an amazing name. You?
Hooli Holt.
I think Houlihan is a nice first name. I might call my firstborn Houlihan.
No, call your firstborn Hula and your secondborn Han.
Hula and Han.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Your highlight of 2015.
I'm never going to drink again. When I ask a point to you and ask you some questions, why don't you change your name to Han, Hula or Han?
And I'm the actual journalist. As well. What was your highlights?
Solid question.
Solid what?
Well, Wembley's got to be up there.
Up there? Top 10 somewhere? Hovering around 7 or 8 probably?
Yeah, it
just
was
below
all right,
that draw
it?
At Rotherham. Silence. No, give us your highlights, for fuck's sake. Hello? Oh,
sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh,
hello?
I said, can you give us your highlights for fuck's sake?
Yeah. Dan got really angry. Because
well, you don't need to swear at me.
No, he said it twice. I'm so sorry, Zoe. You're just a guest, for God's sake.
Apologize, sorry,
to
Zoe.
It's better. What was your
nice to you
highlights
all the
are boring.
Time.
What are your lowlights?
So negative, John.
Selling Bradley Johnson was a lowlight for me. That made me
really?
Sad.
I thought he was a dick.
I'm over it now and everything, okay. But at the time it was pretty, you know, it's pretty shocking. When
on your wedding day,
yes,
are you going to have your hair like Bradley Johnson's?
Oh, yeah. That'll be nice. And I'm growing a beard just like his as well.
How's that going?
Really well, actually. Oh, it's good. Surprisingly easy for me.
Not that surprising.
I found it really interesting that her voice has got more northern than the wester she's gone.
And the souther.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that work out?
I don't know.
Maybe sausages make me northern.
And there's the quote of the day. Maybe sausages make me northern.
That's the name of the podcast, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Sausages make me northern.
I'm going to call that sausages, northern sausages. There we go. So I think we're going to end it there because I'm really bored of looking at Dan's face. I could talk to you all day, Zoe, but Dan.
That's only because you can't see her face, though.
Yeah.
Are we going to stay up, Zoe?
Yes, I think we'll stay up. I think there's worse right. than us in the league. And I think Alex Neil is amazing. And I think he will leave no stone unturned in our quest
Sorry.
To stay up.
No what?
Stone.
What? Okay. Stern. No stone unturned.
No stone unturned.
Wonderful. Do you really speak like this?
I don't know.
I'm beginning to think that you're actually quite posh. And your phone voice is fake northern. Like my dad, who's lost his northern accent a bit, answers the phone well northern. So I'm wondering if maybe that's the same with you?
I normally go posher as like an immediate reaction. But I think when I'm relaxed and having a nice time, I go more northern. Aww. So that is a nice reflection on you.
So he's relaxed and having a nice time. Are you having a nice time, John?
Never.
Oh, but you've got your arms full. You've got a Christmas jumper on, I've only just noticed. Oh, it looks quite Christmas.
I know, that's someone else had that.
I have.
Mm. Have you?
Yeah, I've got a snowman on.
So I'm just getting really depressed listening to you talk this all.
I can't Why? Help it.
Well, I've got a snowman on my jumper. Oh, I like sausages. Oh, I think Norwich might stay up. Boring. Who's the biggest cunt you've talked to this year, Zoe?
Seabom.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't use that word.
Sorry. We're trying to add a bit of excitement to the proceedings.
Bit
oh,
of punk,
God.
Bit of rock and
yeah,
roll.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to break something.
Have you kicked or punched anyone this season? Or pushed anyone in the pit?
Hole.
Or toe-poked anyone?
I wish I had. I All like kicking them. Things when I'm cross, but I don't think I've done it yet so far this year.
Oh, well, it's been a good year for you. It's been a good year for Norwich City. It's been a good year for me and John.
Yes.
And it's just been a good year all round.
We should have ended on the sausage thing.
We should have done, shouldn't we? Sure we can still do that.
Yeah, it's tailed off, hasn't it?
This is the edit point. Sausages.
Oh, sausages.
Fantastic stuff. Well, thanks very much then, Zoe. That's great stuff. Sausage.
Thank you.
I'll remember that.
You've gone all sarcastic, John.
No, it's not. It's my radio voice.
Oh, okay.
I think you hate me, don't you?
I don't. You know I don't. I just hate everyone.
What cinema film are you going to watch at the cinema?
I'm quite excited about that. You know, I haven't been to the cinema in over a year.
Really? What was the last thing you saw?
Well, it
Raiders
might be
Lost
even
Ark?
More than a year.
No, it Last Crusade.
Les Miserables was the last thing I saw.
Hell.
That's good, that is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was ages ago.
It's good, wasn't it?
Good.
I'm not going to lie,
very
this
good.
Is all be edited out. Oh, yeah. This is nonsense. When was the last time you went?
It is
about
really
three
nonsense.
Years ago as well.
About 2 years ago.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, but I am quite excited.
What are you going to go see?
I don't know. There's some quite exciting things out at the moment, aren't there?
Yeah.
Anyway, John wants to go.
He really does. Yeah.
John's
he wanted
driving
to go
Brighton
10
today.
Minutes ago.
Yeah. I'm so late. Mm. Bye, everyone. That's not funny. I'm saying goodbye to people.
Yeah, you look so depressed when you said it.
I know. Bye, everyone.
Sounded it too.
Bye, Zoe. Have a very,
Thank
very
you
Merry
very
Christmas.
Much, Zoe.
And remember,
Merry Christmas,
if it's in Cornwall, eat it.
I will.
Not everything.
No. Just the sausages.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Have a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
So, she was lovely, wasn't she?
She was great.
She's always great.
Not as good as the first time, though.
No, she never is the first time. So, let's talk about this. Ba, 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 ba,
ba, top 10 tweets. So we asked our tiny followership ba, 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 if Norwich's Man United win was a song, which song would it be?
Number 10.
And
10,
God bless 10, you all for God the bless terrible you all. Christmas and Tetty puns you've brought to this Christmas podcast.
Tetty puns?
I forgot we were doing a Christmas special.
Christmas special. Special.
So at number 10, Mark at Mark1603. Most people put their birthdays, don't they? 1603?
He's probably born on the 16th of March, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. He says, come on, the result had to be Phil Collins against all odds. So I've gone for a literal one at number 10.
Phil Collins in the top 10?
Yeah. Well, you'd put in number one. You love a bit of Genesis, don't you?
I do. Do I?
I didn't know that. I guess you did. No. You seem like a Genesis fan. Michael?
Oh, I love Genesis.
You do?
Genesis. And Phil Collins is coming back as well, isn't he?
Is that right? Do you prefer the work of Genesis or Phil Collins' solo efforts?
By Genesis, I'd say probably.
Okay. No, that's good. That's much like American Psycho. He's a big fan of Genesis, isn't he?
This is it.
It's true.
Get on with it. Fucking talk about food and Genesis. It's a shit. Come
number
on.
Number 9, Matt Harper, who's a previous winner at MattNCFC6. What about Tetty shoots in his own way, which is she's moves in her own way by the Kooks. Tetty shoots in his own way because he punted it.
Nice. I like
was
that.
That was deliberate, was it?
There was some people talk about pokes and punts. What?
It's a good name for a podcast.
Where were
euphemism,
you?
Euphemism, what?
Do you prefer a punt or a poke?
John. Depends how far out you are. Oh, John, sorry.
Wait, sorry. I think the EDP have put a poke, a toe poke.
I think I did in my six things, I called it a toe poke.
So, actually, I'm a punt.
But it was probably a punt from that
far. It was
far
definitely
out.
A punt. I suppose a punt. A poke is more like a. Yeah. But this was like a outside the area.
It was just
punt.
A brilliant finish.
Do you think?
Yes, yeah. And I'm sick of people criticising it. Give it a breath. He beat David De Gea from 18 yards. Deal with
that
it.
That is true, yeah. Rooted him, didn't
I
he?
I think
he
what it was, move. David De Gea went, did he just punt it? It'd already gone past him, that's why.
Punt, poke,
celebrating.
Exactly.
Number 8. Go on, this is about the people now. Let's not chatter. Number 8. Spinky Bird.
The
Spinky
people.
Bird.
The people.
Red, red wine. Because that's what their fans did after the game.
Oh, that's good. That should be number one.
And I drank a whole bottle for celebrating.
Yeah, it's just alcoholic.
It is Christmas, so. Number 7, Michael Garwood at E16 Canary. A night to remember. Shalimar.
Toe.
Nice.
Nice.
Because of
I still think red wine should be higher than that, but carry on.
Ricky Van Walskill's never the same player since he broke his toe. But number 6, Nicky Swift at Nicky Swift. All I want for Christmas is 2 goals at Old Trafford.
That's rubbish.
All I want for Christmas is
that's
you.
That's all right. It's good. It works.
It's not rubbish.
But it's better than red wine. Much better than that.
Number 5, Christopher Keeley at Kills 811. Driving Jerome for Christmas.
Oh!
Well done, Christopher Keeley.
Here we go.
This has put a lot of pressure on the top 4 now. That's
top 4!
Number 4 is John fucking punt.
Oh, no.
And Bring It On Dan had already said, I don't know who wins, but I bet John fucking toe punt wins.
Oh!
Very good. John Punt goes for Super Tetty Goes Ballistic, Man, You Are Atrocious.
No, I'm not having that. Because that's just stolen it from some other old headline.
Go for it.
Rubbish.
Go for it. What was the old headline?
Super Cali Go Ballistic, Hamilton Are Atrocious. I don't know what the other one was.
I can't remember who were atrocious. Someone was.
Celtic
Are Atrocious.
Was it Celtic?
Yeah, I think so.
Partick, wasn't it? Was it Celtic? Oh, you're probably right, actually.
Yeah, Celtic.
Number 3, Richard Freezer at Cheriton Vegas, mainly because I felt sorry for him, because we didn't let him in the top 10 in the last few goes. But it's a good one. Mistletetty, Toe Poke, and Manchester Wine.
See, if he took
the mistletoe and wine.
Yeah, but if you take all the other bits out, it's really good.
Yeah, if you'd edited it slightly.
Yeah, I did
number
tell
1,
that.
It would have been Richard. Or Dick, as I like to call him. Number 2, Seb Ward at Seb_Ward. You can call me Sir Owl. Paul Simon, you can call me Al.
I can't believe you haven't put Red Red Wine higher than this.
No, well, maybe if you did this once, John, you would have put it.
Bullshit, on. Keep it on.
Number 1 is...
Number 1.
And number 1 is our Christmas number 1. So fitting that it's Richard at Twitchit, because he is consistently our best tweeterer, song chooser. Sing if you're glad, Tet beat De Gea, which is sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're glad Tet beat De Gea. That's good. That's good. He's got Tet and De Gea. Sing if you're glad to be gay. You're both looking at me like that's atrocious.
Oh, no, what's that? What song is it? What?
Sing if you're glad to be gay by Tom Robinson. Not the EDL leader, but Tom. Sing if you're glad Tet beat De Gea.
He's not anymore, though.
No. So that's our number one at Christmas. Christmas number one.
I'd love to see.
You're looking at me as if that's the worst Christmas number one since Mr. Blobby.
I would love to see the leader of the New Year sing that song. Glad to sing
it. I don't
think
his name
is
Tom Robinson, actually.
It's Tommy Robinson. So that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was fucking atrocious. Now, I think I'm going to put Red Red Wine at the top. Well done to him. Who was that?
That was Twitchit. Oh, what? That was Red Red Wine.
Yeah.
Was. What number was he?
If you swipe up, it goes up.
What number was he?
Eight or something like that, which is
Spinky Bird.
There you go.
Number eight.
Spinky Bird goes straight to number one because it's a new number one and it's better.
Red, red wine.
I like the Jerome one, personally.
Yeah, Jerome is
that was good as well.
Yeah.
It was a strong top ten.
It was. It was a strong top ten. The two ones were quite low.
Sorry?
The good ones are too low. Anyway, so we go. Good. So this is much more exciting. We're going to do Dan vs. John now. However, it's going to be a little bit of an extra because we've got an extra person with us who's talking to us. I'm going to press the button. Ready? You're quite nervous about this, aren't you, Michael?
A little bit.
Yeah, I would be. Bloody hell. Good luck. So I'm going to put a bit of extra on it, so it's all right. Feel calm. Dan vs. John. Michael. Who cares? So, who cares?
Who cares?
Because this is very, very exciting. This is the
special
first
Christmas quiz.
Dan versus John versus Michael.
You have both have glints in your eyes.
John hasn't seen the questions,
I don't do anything.
They're not mean. They're just testing your knowledge of 2015. Norwich City in 2015.
If you don't get over 5 points, how many questions are there?
I don't know, actually. He's only six or seven.
All right, if you don't get over 8 points, then you're not going to come across.
If you win, though, you do win Christmas and New Year.
Here?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is like professional.
It's your own towels, though.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Explains why you took your trousers off already, isn't it? He's getting comfortable.
Come on. Now, then, me and John are usually shit at these, so no pressure. We are genuinely, I don't know how many of these podcasts you've listened to, but we are dreadful.
It's normally the funny part.
Who's winning?
You are winning, John. And I'm supposed to be the one who knows my Norwich history, isn't
it? Did you ever hear the one when he went, oh, guess a number?
And you guessed it.
And I guessed it.
I can't remember what
it was
now.
Guess a number, 53. Yeah, fucking look at that. I wasn't
there. Okay, so we'll ask them alternatively. I'll start.
Well, I haven't got a copy of it.
I'll just pass my phone. Right, Michael.
Yes.
Are you ready?
No.
Any last words?
Help.
Who's the biggest twat you've ever met?
Which former Norwich City manager banned you from the... That's not a genuine question. Oh. But I know the answer to it. You want to tell people?
Paul Lambert.
Paul Lambert did
twice.
Ban you, didn't he? From press conferences. Yeah.
Did he?
I don't know if it was just him, but it was certainly...
What had you done to him?
I didn't like one of the stories.
Oh, was this you League One days?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, okay. I think it was Lee. Oh, God, I can't remember now. No, it's Championship, I think.
Okay.
That's not 2015.
No, this isn't a question.
No, this is... This
I was just an insult. Okay.
It just popped into my head. I just sort of remembered that.
I'd forgotten all about
that. That's horrible.
That's quite interesting, though.
Michael's crying now. What have you done?
I don't want Christmas here anymore.
Moving on. Number one.
Moving on. That's awful.
What?
Oh, by the way, you're ugly.
It's
question
all right.
One.
Well, that's a good story, getting banned by Paul Lambert.
Well done, sure.
That's a badge of honour, I think.
Me and Paul
it?
Get on quite well now.
Do you?
He talks to me and everything.
Oh, right. P-man.
Does he?
Yeah.
What do you mean he talks to you?
How's he getting on a blackboard?
I see him. I haven't spoken to him since then.
He's doing well, though.
He is.
Good to see him doing well.
He looks better, doesn't he? Everyone said that, though.
Yeah.
I took a picture of him at the last days of Aston Villa and now.
When he was doing his punditry, he looked quite suave, didn't he?
Makeup.
Right, number one.
Okay.
Michael, name Norwich's top three scorers of 2015. This is a cheat, because three of them are joint at number three.
Right.
So you've got a good chance.
So this is the entire...
I could get this one. Why are you going to give
entire
me...
Entire year.
2015.
So 2015.
Yeah.
Do I have to get them in order?
Nah.
Good. Cameron Jerome?
Yes. 12
top.
Is he top?
No.
Yes. Oh, yes, he is.
Is he? Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Bradley Johnson's would have been before Christmas. So Bradley Johnson?
Yes, he's joint third.
Oh, really? Oh. That's surprising.
So you've got two of the five.
I've got to get five. I've got to get all five? Or three of them? Grabban?
Must be
Grabban. No?
Ah, he's rubbish. That's why.
Grabban's got six.
Six all year? So, yeah. Oh, I suppose he didn't play most second half, did he say?
Bradley Johnson all throughout. Oh, no, he's rubbish. You did. Oh, he's rubbish. I'm glad we sold him. And he can't even. And Grabban can't.
And Bradley Johnson was third.
Joint third.
I must be missing someone really obvious then, am I?
Maybe.
Nathan Redmond.
Yes, number two with nine goals.
Really? That is still a surprise.
So two others have got eight.
Hooper.
Hooper, yes. And one other.
Oh my God, he's really good at this, isn't he?
Yeah.
There's professional integrity riding on this.
Robert Fleck.
Lavatory.
Lavatory.
No.
No.
What?
No, I just
Lavatory's got one goal in 2015.
One appearance.
Has anyone used Kyle Lavatory before?
Saving it for
the advert.
Yeah. Saving it for January.
Okay.
All right. Still one more.
One more.
Wes?
No, he was
Russell Martin.
Next on
yeah,
six.
That's a good shout.
No, Russell Martin's three. Didn't score in 2015 Johnny in the championship.
Howson.
Yes, Johnny Howson. So
there
top five
left,
is Jerome at 12, Roman 9, and Howson Johnson. Who
this is
going to
go
eight
on for fucking hours if you don't get on with it. Because this is.
Do you want to answer the next one?
Yeah, I'll do it. You were once punched in the face by a... No, I'm joking. Minus the
driver.
You'd
have to narrow it down.
Is that why you want me to read it? You're a dick. What? Oh, I've read the wrong one. Sorry. Who tweeted, "So happy to achieve promotion today. Lads were unstoppable. Thanks for the nice positive messages and the rest." Ghost emoji.
And the rest, ghost emoji, as in haters.
Oh,
I've never known what the ghost emojis. Haters.
I think so.
Ghosts.
What the hell are you?
I don't know. I'm a 33 year old man. I'm not sure. I'm not particularly down with emojis, but I'm fairly sure.
So happy to achieve promotion today. Lads were unstoppable. Thanks for the nice positive messages. And to the rest, ghost emoji.
That does vaguely ring a bell now.
Are you looking at my phone there?
Yeah. No.
Look at your pictures. That is the smallest cock I've ever seen. I'm not gonna lie. Who's the biggest arsehole in the Norwich squad?
Is this a clue or are you asking me a question?
It's a clue.
Apparently that's a clue, yeah.
I only said that because Dan's going to get angry.
I'm trying to think who would have had a lot of haters.
Dan loves him.
And it must be somebody who tweets.
I defend him. And he doesn't tweet so much these days.
No, not after.
Oh, it's quiet. John, isn't it?
Sorry?
John? No?
John?
Ready?
Oh, right.
No, not that John.
Roddy wasn't really, wasn't he? But
yeah.
No.
He
hasn't tweeted.
He got hacked.
He hasn't tweeted since the trip up north.
Oh.
Well, Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lewis Grabban.
I like Lewis.
Yeah.
I do like Lewis.
The best people to
I just enjoy. I don't know if he's. I just enjoy interviewing him.
Right.
It's weird. I just enjoy talking to him.
Is he
simple?
He's not. No. He's just. I think he's just different to how people sometimes see
simple.
Him. Possibly.
Well, I like.
Don't know if he is.
I know. I'm only playing. You know him.
Are we giving that one? We have quite a clue.
Yeah.
We'll give him that. Two out of two so far.
Very gentle.
Okay. Next one. Minus the driver. How many other people were on the coach that John Rogers took to Wembley for the playoff final, obviously? How many other people were on John's coach?
Now,
guess a number.
This was also possibly in your column.
It might have been.
In the EDP. But I didn't read it.
No one reads it.
No, I did read it.
I didn't even read it.
I didn't remember it. 53.
Good guess.
But
wrong.
53 out. So not...
What?
106.
Oh.
Zero.
Right.
John was the only one on the bus.
Ding, ding.
When?
On the trip to Wembley.
Why?
To the bus.
Oh, I really didn't read your column then, did I?
No, you did. That was the whole thing about just on my own on the coach. All the way there, all the way back. Ding, ding.
Really?
he tweeted a picture of him lying down on the aisle at one point.
Did you?
I went mad.
I missed all of that.
By the time I got to the M25, I'd gone. Like,
wow.
Proper gone.
What happened?
I was at the back on the queue. You know the massive, massive queue. Everyone knows. I'm not aware that you don't, obviously. But you're busy. But there was a massive, massive queue to get onto the coach. When I finally got on to a coach, they didn't have a toilet. I went, sod this. I'm going to go on that coach. It's got a toilet. So I went inside the toilet and boom, off it went. I sat on my own. And when I got there, I couldn't get off. I couldn't get onto another coach because, you've got to come back on mine because there'll be an extra number on there and they'll try and work out whose tickets. It'll take ages. And so I had to go back on the same coach.
I imagine on the way there, probably not so bad, but the way back after we'd won, the last thing you want to be is on your own.
And do you know what happened? Literally.
Was the driver a Norwich fan?
No. Right. She hated football. And I was on a spare coach just in case one broke down.
That's the fair. Wow.
And but the worst thing, but the whole thing, about roughly when we just got out of Wembley, my phone died. So I just literally, and I had no books. Oh,
what was the driver like?
I sung to her. She didn't like that.
Made her drive faster though, I bet, didn't it?
She did make her drive fast. And she didn't know where she was going. She said this is the first time she's ever gone to London. It was.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go.
I get that one right?
No.
I sung take that.
3 out. Right, next one. Do you want to answer this, John?
Not really.
Do you want me to do it then?
Come on, you're better at it. I can't speak.
Properly. How many goals did Ricky van Wolfswinkel score in 2015?
Is that for Norwich or for anyone?
For anyone.
Oh, for anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit hard.
There's not a lot of difference between for Norwich and for anyone, to be fair.
Okay. I don't think he scored at the weekend, so he scored 2 for Betis recently.
Yep.
They were his first two... No. Yeah, no, they were his first 2 goals. Yeah. He scored 1 for Norwich because we're not including pre-season.
Yep. But where was
so
that?
That's 3. The pre-season goal?
No, the Norwich goal?
At Rotherham.
Yep.
Were you there? Oh, lovely finish.
Weird game that when Lewis Grabban buggered off, Lafferty tweeted that he was pissed off not being in the squad, and Ricky van Wolfswinkel scored.
Weird place for Rotherham. It's like a, it's like a hole.
A triangle.
That wicket sucks in sense.
Isn't that where the Chuckle Brothers are from as well? Yeah. Never go back.
Stacking up. So what was I on? 3.
3.
And we're not including pre-season, and then he didn't. Where was he? No, he was at Saint Etienne, and I don't know exactly how many scored. It's probably about 5. So 8?
No. You would go back to the number you said before 8.
3.
Yes, correct.
Oh, did he not score at Saint Etienne? No, he didn't. No,
he scored just before Christmas, and then no more goals for Saint Etienne.
That's right. Max Gradle went out injured, didn't he? And he didn't take his chance. Lovely pictures, John.
Yes, that's me having a mental breakdown.
On the bus.
Yeah. I can't. Aww.
And also, I won the sweepstake.
What did you have?
Fucking everyone. Yeah. So that was easy. Cost me £1. 1 to 10 quid.
Ricky van Wolfswinkel scored 3 goals in 2015. Bless him.
We scored 2 the other night.
Yeah. Yeah. Before that, he'd scored 1. GCSE maths. You can have half a point for that because I did help you.
Wow, you are very
2.5 out of 4. Do you want to answer the next one?
Yeah, I'll do the next one.
We should probably only do 2. Move it on a bit.
Okay. Let me choose the best one. How many times has Johnny Howson said in 2015?
Okay.
We've counted them.
I bet you have. I mean, he's probably done about 10 interviews.
Yeah.
Probably.
Whenever Norwich lost, it seems, he came out.
Yeah.
Neil Adams.
Yeah, yeah.
I will
Paul
say
Burke.
We haven't counted them. Just have a good
All right. Well, let's say he's done 10. I think he probably averages about 5 minutes. So that's what, 50 minutes. And then per minute, it's probably about 10 per minute. So 500.
That's a good guess. It's actually 3,673.
I mean, it's
close.
A lot.
Close, though.
Yeah. Should I do one more?
One more.
He's from Yorkshire, though. It's probably about
anyone.
Average.
Which one did you use mouse to me? Advert.
That's called your wank, the song.
Okay. How many nil-nils have Norwich been involved in 2015?
Oh. and this is answer. Quick, is it?
You just looked at the questions, John.
They haven't had one in the Premier League yet, have they? Have they? Oh, God.
Nil-nil yet?
I don't think they've had one in the Premier League yet. So,
and shaking his head, so that means yes.
contrary.
And last season, I don't think there were many last season. There's bound to be one that I forget. So I'm going to say 1.
Correct.
Oh,
yes. Where was the one? It would have been... Oh, how painful is this?
Can I give you a
clue?
This
is really painful.
Can I tell you which match it was after?
Yeah, that'll...
It was after the 2-1 defeat to Brentford.
I can see...
Oh, yes. So it was Alec Neil's 4th game in charge. Which was...
stalling. I sense there's some stalling.
Birmingham.
Yes, there you
go. Wow.
That was the only 0-0.
That's impressive. I'd have gone.
That is good.
Fulham.
Would you too?
Because I don't know anything.
Yeah, that weird full value for entertainment, but not as entertaining as Michael Bailey doing Dan versus John versus Michael Bailey on the quiz. I think you won there. No idea the score.
He's got more points than
cook me
had
my
had
turkey.
We've had like 16 episodes, and you've got more correct answers in that last 5 minutes than we have.
I had a lot of August. Help. Yeah. I think Dan was
he's
a lot kinder on me
he's
than
he's good,
you.
Michael.
He's very good, isn't he? Well, that could have been embarrassing if you got none of them there.
Yeah,
it's the same with Fantasy League. It's like a professional integrity, and I'm like bottom of every Fantasy League at the moment.
Should we carry on then?
Yes, carry on.
Should we talk about the Tottenham game?
Yes.
Sure?
Let's do that.
Okay.
Norwich City games at Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away.
Fucking get on with it.
So, let's talk about Spurs.
Tottenham.
Mm. Boxing Day. Do you like Boxing Day?
I do like Boxing Day. The food is better on Boxing Day.
We're always in London on Boxing Day, aren't we?
Yeah, we do. We went last year. We were playing a London side last year, though, which was a fun game. To think, we beat them all 6-1, and then Neil Adams was sacked 2 weeks later after that, I think, wasn't he? Or mutually departed, or whatever it was.
That was fun, that game was.
That was good fun.
Cameron Drome killed someone twice in the
first
10 minutes.
Missed about 7-1
on 1. He was like literally a yard from the goal line and he twatted straight into some old woman's face from points like range of the Barclay.
We genuinely could have scored about 15 goals.
And then she recovered and about 10 seconds later, bang, straight in the face again. Poor old girl. Never mind.
So Boxing Day, Tottenham. Is a London trip good for you?
Yes.
It could have been a lot worse, I suppose.
Yes.
Swansea,
like those,
for example.
Yeah. Or Watford. And that ended up in Northampton. So it can be quite bad.
Wrong motorway.
What time do you have to get up?
I don't know what time to kick off. Is it 3?
No one knows.
Yes, it is 3.
So,
yes, it is 3.
I don't know. 1.
What's the earliest you've had to get up for a football game?
Cardiff. This isn't work. This was as a fan.
Okay.
We did the Cardiff playoff final in 2002 in a day.
Ooh.
And that was 4 a.m. to 4 a.m. basically. Yes, what a day that was.
Yeah. Not as good as Wembley.
No.
That's when I bled. I said that last week, didn't I?
You bled?
Yeah, when Norwich scored, I was on the aisle and my mate celebrated and landed on me. He's a big lad. And I bled, opened my elbow up and bled for the rest of the game and the journey home. I'm sure I told that on the last podcast.
It's a wonderful story. Yeah. So Tottenham.
And then
I saw
Simon Thomas outside. I was starstruck.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Simon.
He struck you.
He was in his Blue Peter days.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So, Tottenham, we're going to win. What do you think?
Well, they're good, aren't they?
Harry Kane's going to come back and prove us all wrong.
Off the top of my head, they're fourth.
What are you looking at?
9 points off Leicester.
What do you mean off the top of your head?
3 off Man City. So they're doing well after their little blip against Newcastle.
You've written shit down.
I've written two lines of stuff.
I can't read your writing.
You know what? I wrote a good fact.
Can I say it and try and read it? Fishing 4-6. At 180 last scriggles.
So, they finished 4th, 5th or 6th in 8 of their last 10 seasons.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Or is that good, or is that the ultimate underachievers, or the proper, you know, that is at the glass ceiling of the Premier League?
Well, they went for it once, didn't they? They spent a hell of a lot of cash.
Yeah, that's...
With Bale's money.
That's after the season they came 4th and 5th, yeah.
It was all the money they got from Gareth, though.
Exactly.
So they probably still made a profit that year.
Probably.
Jammy
gets. I don't really get finances, to be honest. I kind of keep away from that side of football.
I was more confident getting results at Old Trafford than I am at White Hart Lane, I think, despite their blip against Newcastle, because they've been so solid, Tottenham have, this season.
They are quite a solid crew.
They are, yeah.
Just making a so solid crew. The thing is about Harry Kane... He was awful when he came to Norwich, wasn't he?
He was awful.
And his leg, fell
really
off and he went home.
He didn't have much opportunity, did he?
Well, he did.
He missed that sitter against West Ham at home?
He started against Luton.
Yeah, they did. But then lots of people started against Luton who were dreadful.
David Fox was one of them.
It's hard to say he's atrocious because he played bugger all for us. He just missed that sitter against West Ham when he was clean through. When we were drawing, I think, would have won it. And then got injured and then really didn't do much.
He broke his foot.
Do you think he'll celebrate against us when he scores?
What do you mean when he scores?
If he scores when he scores.
He misses those kind of chances like he did against West Ham now. Yeah. It's just he gets more chances. Yeah, and then
it's true. He creates a lot of chances for himself, to be fair, doesn't he?
He does.
Before we beat Man United, was it you writing at the last big...
Absolutely.
I think it was you. The last big away win in the Premier League was essentially Tottenham. We'd not really won, had a big away win.
Yeah.
Was it you or Paddy? It was probably...
Probably wrote it. Didn't trust those.
Elliot Bennett scored.
It was great, wasn't it?
Good goal.
And that was sort of first time I saw Johnny Howson play, because he'd only just come in sort of earlier, and he was really good. I think him and Sermon were in midfield.
Pilk scored as well.
Yeah.
Anthony Pilkington, eh?
Oh, what's happened to him now? Nothing. He scored the other day, actually, against for Cardiff.
Yeah, did he?
Played quite well, yeah, by all accounts. You see? Boom.
Cool. What do you think against Spurs then? Are you underconfident?
Underconfident. Yeah.
Non-confident?
Non-confident.
Anti-confident?
I need to reconstitute my confidence. And I think I probably think United was actually a slightly easier game, even though the record said the Norwich struggled there more. Norwich do play quite well against Spurs. The thing about Spurs is they're so energetic. I think if Norwich can sort of keep them out for, you know, sort of 60 minutes or whatever, Spurs will probably knacker themselves out. Maybe, that's what they seem to do.
Yeah.
Second half of the season.
Like that, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, why not?
Would you keep the same team?
Yeah, probably. You could bring Malumbu in, I think. Maybe give one of the midfielders a rest. Gary?
You're going to have to say it.
I think that's harsh, though.
Do your little
Gary.
Fact you found the other day.
Was that? About Gary O'Neill?
Yeah.
Did I find one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The only two games he's missed since Newcastle are Watford defeat and West Brom defeat, Gary O'Neill. And obviously he's been there for the Man City and Chelsea defeats as well. But so our only two sort of poor performances since then really he's missed out on. He's just quite calming influence in the centre there, isn't he?
It's like the opposite of you, because when you're around, I feel quite what's he going to do type thing.
He's great at professional fouls as well.
Yeah, brilliant. I do like that about him.
Yeah, really good at kicking people.
He's never looked a referee in the eye for a booking, because he just kicks them and walks away and just I've got a booking. Accepts it.
I'd keep the same team. Maybe I'd try. Yeah, has Alex Neil found his best 11?
Boom, boom, boom. At the moment, then next month,
sort of
hopefully have two or three
in defence.
Yeah, definitely in terms of approach. Definitely. Because and it was just a shame that when they were changing the formation, that was when they conceded a goal on. So they could have done without that. But they were under the cosh beforehand, so I suppose it was like rock or a hard place stuff. But yeah, because they had such an attacking threat on Saturday. That's what I loved about it. All the way through, they looked like they could break. But then United were
quite rare to have Wes and Redmond, isn't it, away from home starting. And that was quite brave, I thought, of Alex Neil to play both of them from the start. And they were both picking up those pockets of space that Fellaini kept vacating.
With that, the first 30 minutes, I thought we were terrible. We really were. We didn't keep the ball very well. Redmond was awful. He really was. And so was Johnny Howson. And so was Gary O'Neill. And so was Browdy.
Was on the bench.
I mean, not Johnny Howson. Gary O'Neill and Brady was losing the ball quite a bit. And then suddenly we got the goal and everything clicked. Everything just changed.
Like against Everton.
Everything. Like Redmond would just turn into, like, I wouldn't give you 100 grand for him. Turn into, like, I wouldn't take 100 million for him.
Scoring first.
Yeah.
That's the key. I think I read a stat somewhere.
I like them.
I think only three teams have in three games, or no, four games, three teams in four games have been ahead at half time and not won the game or lost the game, gone on to lose the game, something like that. I can't actually remember the stat, but it was something like that. That's good, isn't it?
Does that involve Norwich?
No. No. West Brom twice.
Ever in the world.
Some other teams.
That's a good one, isn't it? You're going to go for your phone?
Well, no, because I might take like 20 minutes. So, you know.
It's all right.
Should we wrap it up with some highlights of 2015 or something?
Go on then.
What's your highlight of 2015?
The Wembley. I like Wembley.
What was your worst moment of 2015?
My wife left me.
No, that was years ago.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Hilarious,
isn't it?
Was your worst my worst moment 2015 football?
Was it when you wet yourself?
We knew it was the 1-0 defeat at home to Wigan. That was rubbish.
That's
wasn't
the
it?
Worst thing that's ever happened to you.
No, football wise. For Norwich City, 1-0 defeat at home to Wigan when we looked pretty toothless without Lewis Grabban. Because that was when he just got injured. And that's when he sort of felt like it disappeared a bit before then. We went and beat Leeds, didn't we? And the one they were home defeat to Middlesbrough as well.
Yeah, Barrow.
Okay.
What?
You can play some something a bit more interestingly fun.
Oh, go on then, John.
Losing 1-0 to Wigan.
Go on then.
I've already told you mine.
A worst moment of 2015.
The worst moment, do you think? I think it's because when my phone went out of battery on the way home to Wembley, I went over to look to someone to talk to and go, that was a good win, wasn't it? And there was no one there.
You know, the best bit of Wembley for me, actually, was driving back and the banners they'd put over the... people had drooped over the A11 saying, welcome home to the fans.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see
extraordinary.
It.
Actually, people were parked up on the flyovers with banners.
Wow.
And scarves and stuff.
I could see it because I couldn't see through my tears.
Oh, that was a lovely touch.
That's the first time I've heard that. That's lovely.
My biggest regret is where the coach pulled in, I couldn't go down Wembley Way.
The
coach park was down there. I walked up the steps and I couldn't, literally because of the flood of people going forward, just be one twat going, sorry, excuse me, squiggling all the way through to the end.
That was a lovely moment.
Yeah, never mind. Who's the biggest idiot of 2015? Apart from me.
Biggest idiot of 2015.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
There was a guy in the press box who, full time, so nice. I'm busy writing a lot.
Okay.
It's right, probably as busy as it gets. And a guy comes down from behind me who's been sitting in the press box. Excuse me, can you take a picture of me? It's like, no. No, I can't. No, him.
Was he?
But you did find time to punch him, though, so you could have just photographed him.
Biggest you might still be lying there.
Me is that the Alex Neil Q&A was the guy who stood up and asked Dean Kiley, do you practice kicking with John Ruddy in the week? Do you, though? Do you practice kicking with him? And Dean Kiley looked like at him like he wanted to stuff a turkey up
but
his
ass. Do they?
No.
Oh. I had wondered.
No, they don't. Right.
He's done it before. Death stare.
Should we finish this with who's going down and are Norwich staying up?
Okay, go on then.
I think... No, let's start with the expert, Michael Bailey. Are Norwich going down and who's going down?
Norwich aren't going down if they get in at least two really good players in January.
Okay, Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah, akin to that. And what was that? Who else? Who
going
is
down?
Going down? Villa, Bournemouth and Sunderland.
That's three.
I'm going to go exactly the same as what Michael just said.
Okay.
Because he's intelligent.
I like you guys. You're so nice to me. There's going to be something.
I'm going to go mildly different. Villa, Sunderland, West Brom.
Oh. West Brom?
I just more out of hope than expectation.
West Brom?
But they're only 5 points above relegation. And they've got no goals in them. And fans aren't happy.
Oh, I heard something on the radio. This is really intelligent. You ready for this?
You're copying something intelligent.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You stay up with a good defence and you win the league with a good attacking.
Yeah, I suppose Charlie Austin last season proved that. And Danny Ings as well proves that, I suppose.
What do you mean Danny Ings?
They got relegated to Charlie Austin and Danny Ings.
Exactly.
Burnley and QPR. That's what I'm saying. That proves that, yeah.
So they go. What do you say to me?
But having said that, Leicester turned it around last season by scoring shitloads of goals.
So we need to, that's what Houghton knew that and he tried to do that.
Yeah. Good one.
Super Chris.
So there we go. So we all think Norwich are staying up. Hey, happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. What's wrong?
Are we done?
What?
Are we done?
Nearly. Because you've got to do your shitty thing that you did at the end.
I told you that. I didn't do them.
Why?
I just didn't run out of time.
Just make them up.
No.
It'll be good. It'll be amazing.
Them.
Just make up.
No, not doing them.
All right. Well, how are we going to end the bloody podcast then?
By saying Merry Christmas to everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Come on then.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Fuck off, everyone.
You can't end it like
that. Okay, sorry. Merry Christmas, everyone.
And
I hope you get lots of presents.
Mm-hmm.
If you could have one present, what would it be?
Ooh.
Anything. Not to be football related.
Oh, God.
What do you want?
Do you know the best present I've ever had was table football? That was brilliant. I'd asked for it for about 3 years.
It's a bit
table football.
Oh, foosball.
Yeah, foosball. I'd asked for it 3 or 4 years and then I saw the oblong shaped wrapping paper. And
was it
Christmas
a mini one
morning.
Or like quite a big hefty one?
It was in between mini and hefty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got good use out of that.
Nefty.
Wonderful. Wonderful present.
What's the one thing you want, Michael?
You're
going to be a dad soon, aren't you?
Yeah.
So this is the last time.
I suppose I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that all that happens and then some fun stuff.
You got this is your last Christmas as not chained to the
to a child.
To a child.
Is that allowed?
Yeah. No,
I've just assumed that was parenting, isn't it? What?
You're allowed to keep lead. Them on a leash, aren't you?
We put the lead on as soon as it's born. You put the lead on, then it can't go anywhere.
Oh, I like
that. I mean, you don't really want to be dragging it.
No,
so you probably have to
keep the umbilical cord. Oh, that's horrible. Wish I hadn't said that now.
Or just sort of grab the placenta and pull it around. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I feel like I should read up on it before.
Do you think Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall, instead of turkey, has placenta for Christmas? Because he infamously cooked it as stuffing.
Yeah.
On that note, I'm going to go and read Brian Moore's first chapter again then.
Freudian slip.
Yeah. I know. Tired.
So we beat Man United.
It's been a long Christmas.
We might not beat Tottenham, but we're going to stay up. And that's a good 2015. Wow. At Wembley, beat Ipswich three times in 2015.
Yeah.
No, twice, but didn't played them three times in 2015.
Moral victory.
Brilliant 2015. Best year in football since 94.
Okay, I'm just going to play the music anyway because it sounds good at the end.
Okay.
So I'm just going to play it and we can just talk over it. Ready? Yeah. Go on then.
Was this better than... Is this 2015 better than 93 or 94?
No.
When Norwich beat Bayern Munich in 94 and...
No.
Third,
but, you know, it's up there. Like, third.
Yeah.
If you start from the 90s.
I think we deserve a star in our shirts for 2000.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's like McDonald's star. Yeah. It's like a little star.
Or a tick. Maybe more a tick.
Yeah, a tick. You've got big thumbs up.
Emoji.
So, we have literally 30 seconds left to sum up the end of this music. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about Norwich next time we speak to you on the podcast. I don't know what I'm doing. And then we'll do something else. And then we'll talk to someone else. We'll have another guest. Maybe.
Well, thank you very much to Michael Bailey for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you, Michael.
To my house. Thanks. And drinking my tea.
Yeah,
not
lovely tea.
Sausage rolls,
no, sorry.
And he was on time. He was professional. He brought his own microphone. He's bloody good looking.
Have
a
look at the yellowbirdproject.co.uk, which will have lots of end of year raps with Michael Bailey.
And there we go.
With Chris Gorham and other people.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.